But, you run it's a business, yeah. and if you look at it, why wouldn't CHA Ireland run it themselves with any profits that are made? Look after the people that are coming, free parking, whatever costs that are involved, and whatever profits are made, reinvest it back in their our hospital or Ronald McDonald House or services for families that are actually going to be there, you know?
Like, and I'm not pitching staff against families, for example, but staff will have free car parking and the majority of spaces are reserved for staff. And that, yeah.
The numbers for staff, there's going to be a couple of thousand staff, if not twice that, working there every day. They only have 340 spaces for staff. They only actually have 350 bikes spaces. Yeah. So, you know, like if you have 3,000 or 4,000 people working in a hospital in city centre, like where are all these people going to park? Never mind the fact that the hospital's actually built on top of a multi-story car park. We've all seen pictures of problems with fires and bits and pieces. Like, the whole thing's madness.
So I just want to recap this, Aaron, because this is something that if you're not affected by it, you might not realise it. With everything that you've went through in caring for your daughter, taking her to and fro front hospital, the emotional pressure that puts on the whole family, you worried for your daughter and the next visit and what might come from that and all, you shouldn't be worrying about where the car's parked. But the reality of is that this has, throughout this whole 17 years, parking your car, because in the first instance too, we have to often travel great distances to get to the hospital in the first place, but parking your car is an actual, really, really significant added stress over the course of those 17 years. It's not an annoyance or, get over it. It's actually a serious problem. Where to park the car, how to afford to park the car, when do you leave? You know, you probably have little tips and tricks about when to leave and arrive.
We're lucky. We're married, and we have this system now that we go to Crumlin. The two of us go, so I basically drop in the nearest street that we can get, wherever the queue starts for the car park. I drop Sophia and Joan off in the street and they walk in, and then I join the queue and I might be an hour and a half trying to find car parking. Often by the time I have car parking, their appointment's done and they're coming out to meet me somewhere, you know? So, and we have a disability badge for the car because Sophia's a wheelchair user. So look, it is stress. And the expense of families when they go to hospital, like, you're often there alone, your family members come in. You know, I would have thought the whole point of children's health was to make things easier, to take off a little stress from families, to maybe even make it easy for them to get to hospital and make the experience better. The last thing you want is a private car park company. And actually, it's funny because it says on the article that went out yesterday that it's capped at €10 per day, but that's going to be benchmarked yearly against city centre car park rates.
Which we know what all that means. You know, we know what it means. Like, so get it over the line at €10 a day, which when we say the max, that's what it's going to be. And we know what's going to happen next. I presume it's almost like a separate issue, is it? Because your daughter now moving from the children's hospital system into the adults' hospital system. How big of a heave is that for her primarily, but for the rest of you as well in terms of the continuity of treatment?
Well, from day one, we were told, you know, the new children's hospital was the be-all and end-all. Like, Sophia's 17, she'll never see the new children's hospital. But moving in the adult hospitals is an issue. It's because her care is so specific and her file even is piled high on a trolley, you know. So to transfer all that over to a new adult hospital is going to be an issue. And actually, they've reduced the age for children in the new hospital. It's going to be 16. So what they do is, up to now, it's children up to 18. And I can understand that a 17-year-old child could be bigger than me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
and you know what I mean. But for some children, that option should be to stay in the hospital. So we don't know. We always have unknowns.
That should be a clinically led decision. It should be, should we retain this person here till they're 18, or maybe they are a better fit for moving through the system elsewhere? It shouldn't be black and white on paper and arbitrary.
We have some of the doctors there are amazing. Like, our team at the moment are still seeing Sophia, and she's 17.
Yeah.
come next year, I'm not sure that's going to be an option. But look, okay, I would love to say this is the last time we're going to talk about this hospital. If they ever get it open, and I hope that we're wrong, but the access thing in the city centre and no Coast Guard helicopter and all them other bits and pieces landing pads that were flat at the start seem to be going.
Okay. Well, listen, Aaron, thanks for helping us keeping it on the agenda here in the Northwest. All right. And best wishes to you, your partner and the whole family. Thanks so much for your time. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Aaron Daly there. Just to give us an insight and understanding as to the reality of what parents and guardians are having to go through there. We had an opportunity to get that right because we were having all these chats, these conversations, these problems were being highlighted in the planning stage. And you'd be very familiar with the arguments that were being had. We all accept that a children's hospital was required, and then it came down to location, access, parking. We understand the strong argument that it's best if it's co-located or close to other hospitals where you have a concentration of experts. We get that, but, you know, was it worth trying to fit this square peg into seemingly a round hole? But as I said, and I hate the phrase, we are where we are. Okay.